Welcome once more to my private world of fear and horror. I am thrilled to begin this new series of Fear on Four with an appropriate festive offering with a particularly delicate flavor. Alas, not everyone spends Christmas in the bosom of the family. Many people will be alone, sometimes through choice, sometimes by force of circumstance. My story concerns two such people. One, an elderly farmer, a widower who bred turkeys for the tables of others and who expected to spend Christmas as he had spent every day for many months, with only his dog for company. The other was a rather lowly civil servant, a pen pusher and paper shuffler with the Ministry of Agriculture. It was to be his first lonely Christmas. No, maybe not lonely, for he had chosen to be alone. However, the story really begins in the summer.
Look, Mr. Carter, it would be much easier if you just cooperated.
Not got much choice, have I? Vet's going to kill him whether I like it or not.
He'd die anyway.
So what more do you want?
This form, the one the vet served on you last time he
called. I don't only to be that. Forms, regulations and more bloody forms. Is that all you lot care about?
It is important.
Not to me, it isn't.
You'll want compensation, won't you?
Oh, aye. I want that.
We are trying to see that farmers don't suffer because...
Now, that's why you're slaughtering my prize chalet, is it? Because you don't want to see me suffer.
I know it's hard, Mr. Carter, but if we're going to have any chance of stamping out this disease...
Best bull in three counties, that was. There isn't no herd in the north of England that hasn't been improved by my Caesar. Little gold mine that animal was.
I'm sure you'll raise other bulls as good. And you've got your dairy herd.
No, aye, for now, till you fellas come up with some other regulation and slaughter them all.
We don't invent the diseases, Mr. Carter.
You wait till someone does it to you, lad.
I don't actually keep livestock.
You've got a job, haven't you?
I'm only very junior, just a trainee.
See how you feel when someone takes that from you. You got a wife?
Yes, but...
I had a wife. I know what it's like to lose the thing that's most precious to you.
Yes.
And now it's happening again.
Perhaps if we go inside and look at the form together...
I want to see what they do with Caesar.
It'll be quite painless. The vet simply injects the animal...
I want to be there.
It might be better if you weren't.
Why not? If it doesn't hurt.
Well, I just thought... It's more what they do afterwards. Look, it doesn't have to be slaughtered here at all.
Think I can't take it?
Well, it is a bit gruesome.
I'm a farmer, lad. I've seen worse.
There you go, mate. Get that down.
Ah, cheers, George.
God, well, I'll be glad to see the back of work.
Taking a week off.
Yeah, we're going to our mother's, God help us. Still, it'll save us the bother. What about you?
I'll probably stop at home, do a bit of decorating.
What? On your own?
If I don't get a better offer.
Oh, you can't do that.
Why not?
Well, spend Christmas on your own. It's not natural.
Not got much choice, have I?
Well, what about your mum and dad? Couldn't you go there?
Oh, yeah. And listen to them saying, I told you so about Sheila. Do me a favour.
Dad, we're going to go to a club after. You're going to come?
No, not me, Angie. I've only got to pass out till four, and I'm in trouble as it is. I'll see you.
Oh, you're not going.
Yeah. All the best, Angie.
Oh, come here. Happy Christmas, Georgie Pudgy.
All the best, mate.
See you. Oh, and happy Christmas.
Yeah, cheers.
What about you then, Martin?
What?
You coming with us?
No, I can't.
You're a free agent, aren't you? Now, what's it's gone?
Sheila. Who told you about that?
Sorry. Is it secret?
Apparently not.
I'm off now. Everyone, see you in the new year.
Oh, happy Christmas, Liz.
Yeah, and you. All the best, Martin.
Liz, you couldn't give me a lift, could you?
Oh, sure. You're on my way.
Oh, only I've got a call to make on my way home.
A work call? 2 days before Christmas?
Oh, it's just a routine thing. I want to see Tom Sowerby before his chickens all go.
Oh, don't go, Martin. Just when we're having
a
good
time. I'll have to. I'll never get home otherwise. I don't drive and there's no buses out my way now.
You could always stay with us, Liz.
I'll have to be off now, Martin. I'm late as it is.
Yeah, I'm coming.
No,
you don't mind making a stop at Carter's? And all, dear. It's right next to Sowerby's.
What for?
Oh, it's this compensation business. We've heard nothing from him for 6 months and he's still not filled the forms out.
Sure, that's no problem.
Thanks. Have a good Christmas, Angie.
No one will stop me. And I hope everything turns out okay with what's her face.
Yeah.
If not, you know where to find me.
Thanks. Oh, I'll remember.
If you'd just like to come through here, miss, I'll sort the new sheds over to the other side.
Thanks. Come on, Martin.
Liz, I'm not sure if I'll...
Oh, I must say, the pullets are looking well, Mr. Sowerby.
Oh, God.
Not bad, not bad.
Well, don't hang around in the doorway, Martin. They'll catch cold.
No, right.
Now, these ones here are the chickens Mr. Sowerby rears for slaughter, for eating.
Oh.
Best chickens in county, these are.
That's what they all say.
Just don't look, don't look.
And how are your layers getting on?
Oh, not so bad, touch wood.
Have you had the results from the vet yet?
About testing. All clear this time, thank God.
Mr. Sowerby had a bit of a problem with salmonella. He had to have his last flock slaughtered.
Oh. Something to worry about, just chickens. Only chickens.
Martin, you're a bit pale. You're shivering.
It's nothing. I just... In here, the birds... A bit oppressive.
Sorry, Mr. Sowerby.
Is it okay?
You're not feeling ill, are you?
It's just in here. These birds. Oh, the smell, the noise.
You mean you're allergic?
It's sort of.
And I'm sorry, I didn't realise. You should have said.
I didn't think. I mean, I didn't expect to be in with
you. Look, now you wait for me in the car, Martin. I'll be as quick as I can.
It's okay. I think I'll walk the rest of the way up to Carter's.
In this weather?
It'll clear my head. It's only a mile or so if I cut across
now
the field.
Now, you sure you know your way?
If I take the footpath, it's a straight line. I'll be halfway
home. Look, you'd be much better stopping here. I'll be done with half the time it'll take you to walk.
It's okay, don't worry. See you, Liz. All the best.
See, I hope it's all right. Oh, well.
Oh, heck. Don't you like birds or what?
Oh, seems not. Some kind of allergy, I think.
A queer job to get into if you don't like birds.
Martin works mostly in the office. He doesn't have much to do with the practical side of things.
Just as well, by the look of him.
Yes.
I've never seen anyone come over like that just by looking at him. Wonder how it'd be if he had to kill him and pluck him.
Oh, it's better. Stupid flaming chickens. Other chickens. Can't be. Oh, it's the drink. Must be the drink. How much do they have? 4, 5, 6. Oh, then the whiskey. Flaming Christmas parties. Oh. Now what? Damn! Which way? Where's the rock gone? Should be on the right. No, left. Ah, oh, that's more like it. Must lead somewhere. Carter's. That's right. Carter's. On the right track. Oh, good. Side. Fresh turkeys. I didn't know he kept turkeys. Oh, very nice. Padlock gate. Welcome to the countryside. Oh, bad boy. Oh, what do you think this is? Cold it's. Oh, who's there? I'm not trespassing up. Or anything, I was only... Oh, God, no.
Shut up.
You can't do that.
What?
Stick that in my ribs. This is England.
And this is my land, and you're trespassing.
I thought it was a footpath.
No, Paffy, you're not now.
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
This is loaded, you know.
You kill me.
Maybe. Maybe not. Doesn't bother me.
This is... Now, look. Can't you put the gun down?
No.
Well, at least get the dog off me. I'm not going to make a break for it.
Down now, good girl.
Thanks. What are you worried about? Burglars? Cattle rustlers? I mean, do I look like a cattle rustler from Preston?
I don't know what you look like.
Oh, my God. It's Mr. Carter, isn't it?
Yes, so?
I came to see in the summer. Don't you remember? Martin Reynolds.
You've got a lot of folk passing through. You after a turkey?
Not really.
Why not? You worried there might be something wrong with my birds?
No, of course
you
not.
You got one already? Got one from a supermarket, have you?
No.
You've left it a bit late, then.
I know. I live on my own. I'm not very organised.
Well, you're in luck. You can have one of mine. There's a good few left.
But I don't want... Okay. All right. I'll take one of yours. Now, could you take that thing out of my ribcage? I'm finding it hard to breathe.
You're not scared, are you?
Of course I'm bloody scared. Isn't that the idea?
You should be more careful then, shouldn't you, lad? You want it dressed?
Dressed?
The bird. You want it with its head and feet or without?
Oh, without, please.
Take a bit longer, then.
That's okay, I'll wait.
Better come to the house, then.
It's all right, I can wait here.
I'm not leaving you here. You'll freeze.
Perhaps I'll go back to the car.
You'll come with me, lad. What are you worried about? I'm not going to shoot you. At least not till you've paid for your turkey. I know who you are, you know.
Oh, why didn't you say, Mr. Carter? Acting as if I was some kind of vandal going on about
turkeys. You're from the ministry. You were here last year.
That's right. We've been trying to get in touch.
You destroyed my prize, shadowy. destroyed me and all.
We've been trying to sort out your compensation, you know. That's why I came round. If you'll
compensation?
Just...
What good would that do? You reckon compensation would keep me going, do you?
Surely you got your dairy herd and the turkeys.
I got rid of the herd.
Oh.
Not worth the risk.
But surely the risk's quite small. Didn't the vet explain?
Not worth the bother. There's an out for me now. Them turkeys are a waste of time.
I know how you must feel, but...
Turkeys, stupidest animals in the world, turkeys. You ever been in a turkey shed?
No, but...
Well, you have a look in it. See how you like them. Hey, where are you going?
I need to the toilet. I won't be long.
Nell! You're going nowhere, love.
Oh, for God's sake. I've come with you. I've said I'll buy a turkey. What more do you want?
Compensation. That was the word, wasn't it? Compensation! Now get in there!
You're mad! You can't do this!
And you can't go around murdering my animals.
It wasn't me. It was the vet. All I do is fill in forms. I'm only an office boy, really.
And I'm only a name on a bit of paper, right?
No, that's not it.
You've come killing again, haven't you?
No.
You weren't satisfied with the cattle, were you?
No.
Had to come back and finish the job.
I didn't even know you kept turkeys.
Nobody did. Not the facts, not the minivag. I didn't tell no one, so someone must have been talking. Someone's grassed me up to you a lot.
Look, I said I knew nothing about them, and even if I did, it's none of my business.
So how come they sent you here spying?
They didn't, I've told you. I came about the bull, I wanted to help.
And I believe in Father Christmas.
It's true.
You'll have to do better than that, Mr. Reynolds, much better.
Look, this is stupid. Just let me out of here, and we'll say no more about it.
Don't think I can do that, lad.
I won't tell anyone about the turkeys, honest, I won't.
Can't trust you. Can't trust any of you a lot.
Please, Mr. Carter, not in the shed.
Stay where you are.
I'll come to the house and talk. I'll phone the office. You can talk to the vet about your bullock. And don't let me in, please.
What do you do?
You can't do this. Keeping people prisoner, complete strangers, is mad. I mean, have you had you?
Don't worry, lad. I'll be back at feeding time.
Don't let me out of here, please. Oh, God. I must think about where I am. I mustn't let them catch me. Someone will come, you know. They'll miss me before long. Better let me go before they do. I'll be missed, you know. I'll be missed. Oh, God.
Still here, then?
Oh, no, it's not. Get them off, please. Please, I can't stand it. Hate birds, you see.
Don't like them much, then, birds?
No.
Pity, I was going to kill one for you.
What?
Well, I thought we'd have one for us dinner, as it's Christmas-like.
Christmas? It can't be. Two nights I've been here with them. God, I must have been worse than I thought.
Have you chosen your bird yet? Selected it, like?
Look, I really don't want one. I'll pay you for it, but I don't think I'll be having any Christmas dinner this year, especially turkey.
I don't know what you will have, then.
All I want, Mr. Carter, is to get home and forget all about this.
Oh, wife and kiddies waiting, are they?
No.
I don't bother with Christmas myself. Not since they all died. No point, is there, when you're on your own?
No. Just birds, stupid, ugly birds.
Only I thought this year, seeing as you were here, a guest-like, and seeing as there's a good few birds left, it'd only be polite if we had one between us. Plenty to choose from, any road. Yeah. Here we go. What do you reckon?
It's fine.
Well, you're not even looking. Open your eyes, lad.
It's fine, really. Great.
Yeah, too scrawny. Aye, now then. Aye, that's the fella. Nice bit of meat on him. Have you ever killed a bird?
No.
Now do it. See, hold it with the legs, take hold of its neck like this, tip its head back, stretch and pull. Listen to them wings. Clean break, that, dead as a nail. Of course, if you want a bit of fun, you can always cut the head off, see if they run round like chickens. Like to see that?
No, really.
Oh, a bit squeamish, are we?
I've told you, I don't like birds, that's all. Of
course, you didn't turn her hair when they put Caesar down, did you?
I don't remember.
Don't remember, but you were here. You watched while the vet did it.
He wouldn't have felt anything.
Didn't bother you, though, did it? How do you think it felt for me? Hey, standing there and watching while the best part of your life was destroyed in front of you. Watching him fall, watching the vet take the saw to his head, watching the blood stream out and the head come away from the body.
You didn't have to.
You didn't turn away from a thing like that, you face it.
They take a bit of their brain out, did you know?
Yeah, it's for the lab tests.
What's most precious to you? The biggest thing in your life?
Well, I don't know.
Your wife, maybe? Your family? Girlfriend? Your cosy little job with the government? Must be something. Something that must matter to you! You think about it, lad. And then think what it'd be like to watch it destroyed like I saw my Caesar destroyed. Think about it! I'll be back.
I thought you said we'd have dinner.
You stay where you are. I'll use this if I must. You want some dinner, eh? Catch. You better see to that.
See to...
Pluck it. Pull out the feathers. Then you can eat it. Well, it's all right. It's dead. Can't harm you now. Oh, and better be quick about it, lad. As the other buggers will eat it for you.
What do you mean, eat it for me? What the... Oh, God, no, they can't be. Get out there. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. God's sake, John. Leave it alone. Where are they obviously come to? Must be hours. Hours. How many? Damn it. Can't even see the time. Must be late. Dark out. What happened to this dinner? I've had no food. None. Could have shut me in the cellar, couldn't you? In the cow shed. The pigsty. Don't mind pigs. Quite like pigs, really. Get out of the way, you filthy things! Must be a way out somewhere. What's up?
Still here, are we?
Of course I'm still flaming here. Where else would I be?
You won't get out, not if I don't let you out. You'll just have to sit it out, see? We've plenty of time.
I've plucked the turkey, Mr. Carter, like you asked.
Oh, plucked it, have you?
I did my best. You could cook it now. We could have Christmas dinner.
Too late.
I'm ravenous. I haven't
I'm
eaten.
Not.
Please let me out. Let me go home, Mr. Carter.
I'll think about it.
At least give me something to eat.
But you're surrounded by food. Lovely Christmas turkey.
It's raw.
You'll have to pay me for it.
I'll do whatever you want. Anything you need, just tell me what you want.
You can't do out for me. No one can. Not now.
Then let me go. What's the point in keeping me here?
The point? Oh, there's no point, Mr. Reynolds. Tell you something about turkeys, shall I?
If you want.
Got a death wish, they have.
Oh, really?
Should see them when they panic. Really panic, that is. Then buggers get all in a flap and pile on top of each other, smother themselves they do, all in a heap like a motorway pile-up. You like to see that? All it takes is a loud bang! And off they go. Shall I show you?
No, please don't. There's no need. I believe you.
Maybe tomorrow. It's too dark now. Come on, Mel. Good girl. Oh... Try and get some rest, lad. Oh, and happy Christmas.
Somebody must find me. I must just keep going. I must occupy the mind. Start again. Ant, buffalo, cat, or chevalier? Chevalier, yes. Dog, Doberman, elephant. Fawn, yes, fawn. Goat. Hamster. Iguana. Giraffe. No, Jay. Jersey. Jersey cow. Always cows. What was that? Damn bull. Chablis or something. Oh. H-I-J-K kangaroo llama.
You all right in there?
What the hell do you want?
Now, that's not very nice, is it?
Come to feed the turkeys.
What's it to you? Thought you hated them.
They've not been fed for days. Some of them are dead, for God's sake, when they started eating each other. Don't you care?
Have you been stealing their food?
I've got to eat something.
There's something I want you to see, Mr. Reynolds.
What?
Look out of the window, through the bars.
No.
Now!
It's filthy. Don't you ever clean anything?
Remember what I told you about the turkeys really panicking? Well, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to give them a fright and you'll see them panic.
great. That'll be a real treat, a real Christmas present.
Doesn't bother you?
Not really.
Thought you were scared of them, our feathered friends. You're not going to tell me you've got to like the buggers.
I'm not bothered one way or the other.
As soon as this gun goes off, you'll see them dance, lad. A real dance of death. OK, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, what are you doing?
Told you. I'm going to fire it.
Oh, but you said just to make them panic. I mean, can't you shoot in the air or something?
What'd be the point of that, lad? No, this'll be real panic, lad. Something special.
Oh, please don't. There's no need to. Think of what you're doing. What the hell? You stupid... How could you?
Blood all over the windows. Oh, my God. How am I going to get out of here now? Hey? Hey, Carter? You've proved your point. Great. Fine. The turkey's panicked, okay? So now we know they're stupid and you were just as mad. What a way to spend Christmas. Stuck in a shed with a pile of half-dead birds and a farmer with the side of his head blown away.
Hey! You might have killed the dog as well.
Food. Food, get some into it. There's no more. Looks like I'm nearly going to starve, don't it? Make you happy, will it? Will it? Well, I won't give you the satisfaction. I'm staying alive, Carter. Do you hear me? I'm staying alive and I'm staying sane. Sane. Now, where was I? Hey, ant. Buffalo. Charolais. Dog. Elephant. Frisian. Guernsey.
Back next Tuesday.
Morning, Ange.
Morning.
Hey, did you get that typing done?
Oh, it's not on your desk.
Thanks.
Morning, George.
Sorry,
good Christmas.
Usual. You?
Oh, not so bad.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, no Martin this morning.
No, not seen him.
Is he due in today?
Well, he should have been in over Christmas.
Well, he wasn't. We're like a ghost ship in here.
That's odd. Hey, I'm sure I saw his car outside.
It could be in the gents.
No, I've just got back. He's not touched his desk. Has he called in sick?
Not heard.
Shall I give him a ring?
Yeah, if you would.
Well, that is his, isn't it? That one next to the Blue Mini.
Yeah, that's Martin's all right. He's been there overnight by the look of it. Look at the frost on the windscreen.
He left it there Christmas Eve.
Are you sure?
I'm positive I'll give him a lift home. Well, as far as Salby's. He said he'd walk over to Carter to see him about that compensation claim. Hey, you don't think...
What?
No answer.
Right. I'm going to see Tom Salby. See if he might know what's happened to Martin. And you say you've not seen Len Carter since Christmas. Are you sure?
Oh, longer than that. Still, your mate did say he'd take the footpath. If anyone saw him, it'd be Len.
I shouldn't have let him go, not in that weather.
I reckon he's had an accident.
Oh, your guess is as good as mine. Quiet here, isn't it?
We'd better look. See if anyone's around.
Right.
Watch your step.
Yes, I'm all right.
Hello, Len. Hello. Oh, bloody hell. Watch it, love.
God. Hey, down, 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 down. Hey, do you think she'll bite?
Shouldn't
down,
think
girl.
So. She hasn't got the strength.
Oh, poor thing. She's starving. She can't have been fed in days. It's all right. All right. Calm down, girl. Calm down. We'll get you something. That's all right, girl. That's all right.
I can tell you why and all. Look at this.
Why, what is it?
Luke.
Oh, good grief. Is it...
Poor old bugger.
Is he...
Been gone for a while by the look of it.
Oh, no.
Not a pretty sight, is it?
Oh, he's been shot, hasn't he? Half his head's gone.
A fox or something been at him, too.
Oh.
He must have done it himself. Now, that's his shotgun, like. Well, I knew he was in a bad way, but I never thought it...
You don't, do you?
Oh, and a bloody Christmas, too.
Oh. Shh.
What?
I thought I heard something. There she is again.
It's coming from over there. By his Turkish.
No, it's not Turkish. It sounds like a person. It's a voice. Oh, I can't make it out.
You're right. There's someone in there. Hang on, mate. We're coming.
Oh, it's like a flaming prison. Chains and padlocks. We'll have to force it open. Have a look round, will you, Tom? See if you can find a crowbar or something.
Right.
I can't see the thunders of them. Dead birds. He's everywhere.
Just get
around. Martin,
that's
his voice.
Well, he's over there. See. No, looks like the bird's panicked. Feathers, bones everywhere.
Martin?
Market value.
Martin? Oh, his hair. He's white.
Paid on slaughter.
Absolutely white.
Shock. Must have had a hell of a shock.
More than the MP.
What's that running from his mouth?
Looks like...
A feather amount.
Blood. And feathers. Oh, God, what's happened to him?
What's the honour?
Martin, can you hear me? Martin? Martin, don't you know me? It's Liz Allsop.
He's not with us, Miss Allsop. Look at his eyes, like a dead man's.
It seems okay physically.
Apart from here.
I wonder how long he's been here.
Take a look at this bird.
A bit of a mess, isn't it?
Pulled to bits. Must have been eating him. Raw.
I wonder how he got here. Martin, now you're all right now. If you come with us, we'll take you to the doctor. You'll be okay now.
Carter, where is he? Where's Carter?
In the yard.
He's late. Past his dinner time.
He's dead, lad. Been dead for days.
No. He was here yesterday. Right there. Talk to him.
Then Carter was in here, are you sure?
Can't have been, lad.
When did you see him, Martin?
Yesterday. On the day before, comes every day.
It must be hallucinating, like a food.
Brings me my dinner. Special Christmas dinner.
Martin!
Decent of him, really, isn't it? Christmas spirit, see? Didn't want me to starve, he said. Explained everything. Very decent.
Don't you understand, lad? Len Carter's dead. We found him in the yard. He's blown his brains out.
Never liked turkey. Like birds, really. It's not bad. Get used to it. Not bad at all. Some left here. Care for a wing? Or a leg? Oh, a bit tough, this one. No, best stick to the breast. Try it. You'll like it. Mm. It's a very distinctive flavour. Oh, succulent too.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Well, at least Martin got his turkey dinner. And he didn't have to spend Christmas alone. I do hope you've bought your bird in good time, and that it has a particularly succulent flavor. Cooked, of course. The cast of Gobble Gobble was... Martin Reynolds, Peter Gunn, Len Carter, Stephen Thorne, George, David Holt, Angie, Cyril Jenkins, Liz Allsop, Jill Graham, Tom Sowerby, John Sampson. My name is Edward D'Souza, the man in black. Gobble Gobble was written by Paul Burns and directed by Martin Jenkins.